Attention. WUVT-FM 90.7 Blattsburg. Radio for everyone.
quietly, you laugh with them at me. I tell you now, it was a small price to pay for time with you, Beverly. Beverly.
Oh, develop a taste for the bitter herb, and that started long time ago. When I saw that the sweet and secure weren't working no more, I won't cry, I won't cry. It ain't that hard to say goodbye. It's time to try taste of the bitter herb.
My life has changed, my life has changed, my life has changed, my life has changed from the past.
I've tried the sweet so long, but the path of least resistance is so strong. It's hard to change, it's hard to change. The herb is less bitter than strange, but we run from the taste of the bitter herb. It's hard to change.
It's hard to change, it's hard to change, it's hard to change, it's hard to change, and I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm afraid. I'm afraid sometimes.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is it great college for our kids?
Out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
baby. My baby's crying. My baby's crying.
you can prove to your friends who aren't in the New River Valley that WUBT is the greatest radio station in the world. WUBT's live streaming webcast is on right now, so you can tune us in from anywhere. Tell everyone you know from near and far to check out www.wubt.vt.edu and click on Listen to catch the latest in independent music. On the air and online, the greatest radio station in the world is WUBT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg.
John Cleese.
A surprising result of a recent survey was that the most asked question of American philosophers was neither what is the meaning of life, nor if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, etc., etc., but just what is it that philosophers do? The answer is quite a lot. America's philosophers are at work in corporations, labor unions, medical centers and hospices, and of course every day they provoke thinking. Thousands of colleges, universities, and high schools. Wherever they are, philosophers can ask questions that might just make your life richer and more fulfilling. So, do be careful of those falling trees, won't you? Unless, of course, you're not there.
A message from the Philosophers of America, celebrating 100 years
of... Let's hear some more WUVT music!
anything you ask. Extremist kill, extremist fight. That way they act, that man I see that line. You see the priest, that you support. Feel the youth, feel like human toys, like human toys. That's why I am an atheist. I'm not one of God's fascists. Don't need your bubble job or to know that I exist. That's why I am an atheist.
Check out your head.